The Win the Day Replay Time Tunnel, 1990. Play Time Tunnel remembers 1990 and Mylon LeFevre and Broken Heart's cover of Shower the People to reach the CCM charts in 1990 because it served as a high-profile bridge single during a pivotal moment in the band's history. The song's success was driven by the fact that it was very familiar, having been a classic done by James Taylor, and in the early 90s, CCM radio frequently used covers of secular value-based songs to attract casual listeners and provide variety between traditional praise songs. More 1990 as we re-enter the Win the Day Replay Time Tunnel coming up this hour. Go deeper in your faith with the Win the Day podcast. Subscribe anywhere you get your podcast. It's all at wintheday.life.
Champion of our faith here tonight. The audience for the fight of the ages was assembled and in place. The angels came in splendor from a star. The saints that had gone before were there, Jeremiah, Enoch, Job. They were singing the song of Zion on David's harp. The demons arrived, offensive and vile, cursing and blaspheming God, followed by their trophies, dead and gone. Hitler, Napoleon, Pharaoh, Capone, tormented, vexed, and grieved, and waiting for their judgment from the throne. Then a chill swept through the mammoth crowd, and the demons squealed with glee as a sordid, vulgar, repulsive essence was felt. Arrogantly prancing hands held high, draped in a sparkling shroud, trolled by demons, Satan ascended from hell. Then Satan cringed, sinners groaned, demons reeled in pain as a swell of power like silent thunder rolled. With a surge of light beyond intense, illuminating the universe, in resplendent glory appeared the Son of God. Let's hear for Jesus, mighty warrior. Then a persona, yes, extraordinaire, appeared in center ring. God the Father will oversee the duel. Opening the book of life, each grand stand hushed in awe, as majestically he said, now, here's the rules. They'll be wounded for their transgressions, bruised for iniquities. When he said, by his stripes they're healed, the devil shook. He screamed,
this is my specialty. I hate that junk.
God said, you shut your face. I wrote the book. The father looked at his only son and said, Jesus, you know the rules. Your blood will cleanse their sin and calm their fears. Then he pointed his finger at Satan and said, I know you know the rules, because you've been twisting them to deceive my people for years. Satan cried,
I'll kill you, Christ. You will never be disgraced.
The demons wheezed.
That's right.
Satan jeered,
you're dead, Jesus. I'm going to arrest you.
Jesus said, go ahead, make my day. To see the devil get it bad here tonight. Coming into the ring, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The bell, the crowd, the fight was on, and the devil leaped in fury. With all his evil tricks, he came undone. He threw his jabs of hate and lust, a stab of pride and envy. But the hands that knew no sin blocked everyone. 40 days and nights they fought, and Satan couldn't touch him. Now the final blow saved for the final round. Prophetically, Christ's hands came down, and Satan struck in vengeance. The blow of death fell Jesus to the ground. The devils roared in victory. The saints shocked and perplexed as wounds appeared upon his hands and feet. Then Satan kicked him in his side, and blood and water flowed. And they waited for the 10 count of defeat. God the Father turned his head, his tears announcing Christ was dead. The 10 count would proclaim the battle's end. Then Satan trembled through his sweat in unexpected horror, yet as God
started the count by saying 10.
Hey, wait a minute.
9. 8. 7.
4. Oh, yes! He has won! He has won! He is alive forevermore. He is risen. He is Lord. He has won. He has won. He is alive forevermore. He is risen. He is Lord. To bring the news in every tongue, through endless ages and beyond, let it be voiced from mountains, loud and strong. Captivity has been set free. Salvation bought for you and me. 'Cause Satan is defeated and Jesus is the champion.
Wow. Win the Day replay with Carmen from 1985 and The Champion. That was his first number one song on the contemporary Christian music charts. The album The Champion reached number 3 on the U.S. Christian albums charts as well. The song's noted for staying on the charts for 8 weeks in some accounts, while the album itself had a record-setting stay on the Billboard overall sales charts. That's Carmen from 1985 and The Champion on Win the Day replay. We'll re-enter the Win the Day time tunnel from 1990, coming up next. Here's fellow believer in Christ, Matt Hart, on ways to deepen your faith.
You want to have a great relationship with Christ, then you need to be spending time with people who also make that a priority. That's one way of helping in that is just making sure that you're surrounding yourself with people about that. And my other encouragement is to pray about that. I mean, I do. I pray for God to bring people into my life who can influence me for Him. You know, show me other strong believers, you know, and show me what God's wanting me to learn and let me learn from other people. So I think, you know, I think you can be intentional about it, but I also think you can pray about it, and God will, you know, bring you people who will do that.
Find Matt's podcast and many others to deepen your relationship with Christ at wintheday.life. That's wintheday.life. The Win the Day replay time tunnel, 1990.
And I see you standing in the hall.
From the Win the Day replay, Time Tunnel 1990, that's Twyla Paris on I See You Standing. That came from the album Cry for the Desert. According to the CCM charts, the song reached number one in September of 1990. It was also a top 10 hit on the Christian CHR charts, peaking at number eight. Let's go to 1992 now, and here's For Him. And this song reached the number one spot on the contemporary Christian music radio charts, and it was one of the major drivers for Him's success. It's The Basics of Life on Win the Day Replay.
We've turned the page, for a new day has dawned, and we've rearranged what is right and what's wrong. Somehow we've drifted so far from the truth that we can't get back home. And where are the virtues that once gave us light? And where are the morals that governed our lives? Someday we all will awake and look back just to find what we've lost. Of a life, a heart that is pure, and a love that is blind, a faith that is fervently grounded in Christ, the hope that endures for all time. These are the basics. We need to get back to the basics of a life. The newest rage is the reason it out. Just meditate and you can overcome every doubt. After all, man is a god. They say God is no longer alive. But I still believe.
Give me your rugged cross.
Whoa. And I know the rock of all ages will stand through the changes of time, through the changes of time. We need to get back to the basics of life, a heart that is pure and a love that is blind, a faith that is firm. Basics of a life, a heart that is pure and a love that is
we need to get back.
Win the Day Replay with For Him and the Basics of Life from 1992. Songs like that give us space to breathe and reflect. And when you're ready to go a little deeper, visit winthedaylife. More to come on Win the Day Replay.